The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 25th of December, 2008, Christmas Day. Samuel Pepys wrote in his diary in 1666, 25 December, Christmas Day, lay pretty long in bed and then rise, leaving my wife desirous to sleep, having sat up till 4 this morning seeing her maids make mince pies. I go to church, where our parson Mills made a good sermon, then home, and dine well on some good ribs of beef roasted and mince pies, only my wife, brother, and Barker, and plenty of good wine of my own and my heart, full of true joy and thanks to God Almighty for the goodness of my condition at this day. Christmas Day is the setting for John Cheever's wonderful short story, Christmas is a Sad Season for the Poor. Charlie, a man who works as an elevator operator in an elegant apartment building on Park Avenue in New York City. He's working on Christmas Day, and everyone who rides the elevator wishes him a Merry Christmas. And he responds by telling each of them, "Well, it isn't much of a holiday for me. Christmas is a sad season when you're poor. I live alone in a furnished room. I don't have any family." So all of his well-to-do clients respond to this story with sympathy, and he ends up with a ridiculous array of food and gifts, which makes him feel guilty for having so much all of a sudden. So he tries to give some of these gifts to the landlady, who he knows is also poor, but she's also been showered with gifts, and she's trying to give away her gifts to a family who's even poorer. So there's a whole chain of people giving gifts to people they think are poorer than themselves in order to make themselves feel better. And as Cheever says, first love, then charity, and then a sense of power. It's the birthday of Sir Isaac Newton, born in Woolsthorpe in Lincolnshire, England, in 1642, who, while attending Cambridge University, discovered the law of universal gravitation, explaining how things fall and also why planets have orbits, and began to develop calculus, and he discovered that white light is composed of all the colors in the spectrum. He also, in his spare time, built the first reflecting telescope. And it's the birthday of Clara Barton, born in Oxford, Massachusetts, 1821, who was in Washington, D.C. when the Civil War broke out and began tending to wounded soldiers. She decided that soldiers might lose too much blood if they were brought all the way back to a hospital, and so she started the practice of treating the wounded at the battlefield. And eventually she went on to found the American Red Cross. Here's a poem for today, a poem by E.E. Cummings, Little Tree. Little tree, little silent Christmas tree, you are so little you are more like a flower. Who found you in the green forest, and were you very sorry to come away? See, I will comfort you because you smell so sweetly. I will kiss your cool bark and hug you safe and tight, just as your mother would. Only don't be afraid. Look, the spangles that sleep all the year in a dark box, dreaming of being taken out and allowed to shine. The balls, the chains, red and gold, the fluffy threads. Put up your little arms, and they'll give them all to you to hold. Every finger shall have its ring, and there won't be a single place dark or unhappy. Then, when you're quite dressed, you'll stand in the window for everyone to see, and how they'll stare. Oh, but you'll be very proud, and my little sister and I will take hands, and looking up at our beautiful tree, we'll dance and sing Noel, Noel. A poem by E.E. Cummings, Little Tree, from 100 selected poems published by Grove Weidenfeld and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.